Kings of Lord Caitanya, Chapter 2, Part 2. Sanatana escapes from jail. And so it appears that Rupa Goswami got permission to join Lord Caitanya, whereas Sanatana Goswami did not. Therefore, Sanatana entrusted the responsibilities of his government service to his immediate assistants, and Sanatana remained home to study Srimad Bhagavatam. In fact, Sanatana even engaged some 10 or 20 learned Brahmanas and thus began an intensive study of Srimad Bhagavatam in their company. And while Sanatana was thus engaged, he submitted sick leave report to his employer, the Nawab Hussain Shah. However, the ruler was so anxious for Sanatana Goswami's advice in government matters that he suddenly appeared at Sanatana's home. And when the Nawab entered the house where Sanatana Goswami and the Brahmanas were assembled, they all stood up to receive him respectfully, and thus they offered the Nawab a place to sit. "You have submitted six reports, my dear Chakara Malik, but I sent my physician to see you, and he reports that you have no illness at all. Since I did not know why you were submitting such sick reports and not attending to your service, now I have come personally to see you. Frankly, I am very much perturbed by your behavior. As you know, I completely depend upon you and your responsible work in the government. This makes me free to act in other matters, because I was depending upon you. But if you do not join me, your past devotion will be spoiled. So now, what is your intention? Please tell me." Upon hearing this, Sanatana replied that he was unable to continue working, and that it would be very kind of the Nawab to appoint someone else to execute the work which was entrusted to him. But upon hearing this, the Nawab became very angry. "Your elder brother lives like a hunter. So if you also retire from the administration, then everything will be finished." It was said that the Nawab used to treat Sanatana like a younger brother, since the Nawab was principally engaged in conquering different parts of the country and also in hunting. So he depended largely upon Sanatana for government administration. Thus he pleaded with Sanatana, "If you also retire from government service, how will the administration carry on?" "My dear sir, you are the governor of Gauda, and you punish different kinds of criminals in different ways. So you are at liberty to punish anyone according to their activities." By this reply, Sanatana was indicating that since the governor was engaged in hunting animals and killing men just to expand his kingdom, let both of them suffer according to the acts they were performing. The Nawab was intelligent, and he could understand the purpose of Sanatana's reply. The Nawab left the house in an angry mood, and shortly afterwards he went off to conquer Orissa. He thus ordered the arrest of Sanatana Goswami and commanded that he be held until the Nawab returned. Upon learning that his elder brother had been arrested by the Nawab, Rupa Goswami sent information that 10,000 coins were being held in the custody of a grocer in Gauda, and that this money could be used as a ransom for his brother. Sanatana offered 5,000 coins to the keeper of the jail in which he was being held in custody. Sanatana advised the jail keeper to please gladly accept the 5,000 coins and thus let him escape,
because by accepting the money, the jailkeeper would not only be materially benefited, but would also be acting most righteously by freeing Sanatan for spiritual purposes.
Yes, of course I can let you go, for you have done many services for me in the past, and you are in government service. However, I fear the Nawab, for what will he do when he hears that you are free?
I will have to explain everything to him. How can I possibly accept your proposal?
Sanatan then invented a story which the jailkeeper might submit to the Nawab as to how Sanatan had escaped. Then he raised his offer to 10,000 coins. Needing to get the money, the jailkeeper finally agreed to his proposition and let Sanatan go. In the meantime, Rupa Goswami, with his younger brother Sri Varada, started for Vrindavan to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sanatan then proceeded to go see the Lord. He did not travel on the open road, but went through the jungles until he arrived at a place in Bihar called Tatada. There he rested in a hotel, but the hotel keeper was informed by an astrologer who was employed there that Sanatan had some gold coins with him. The hotel keeper, desiring to get the gold coins, spoke to Sanatan with seeming respect.
Yeah, just take your rest tonight, and in the morning I shall arrange for you to get out of this jungle trap.
However, Sanatan was a bit suspicious of his behavior, and so he inquired from his servant Ishan whether he had money, and Ishan told him that he had 7 gold coins. Sanatan did not like the idea of his servant carrying such money. He became angry with him. "Why do you carry this death knell on the road?" At once, Sanatan took the gold coins, offering them to the hotel keeper. Sanatan then requested that the hotel keeper help him through the jungle. Sanatan informed him that he was on a special journey for the government, and that since he could not travel on the open road, it would be very kind if the hotel keeper would help him through the jungles and over the mountains. The hotel keeper, however, confessed,
"Yes, I understood that you had 8 coins with you, and I was thinking of killing you just to take them. But I can understand that you are such a good, honest man that you do not have to offer me the money.
No, if you don't accept these coins, then someone else will take them from you. Someone will kill you for them. So it is better that you take them and offer them to you." The hotel keeper then gave Sanatan all assistance, and that very night he helped Sanatan get past the hills. And when Sanatan emerged from the hills, he requested that his servant go home with the 1 remaining coin that he still had with him. For Sanatan had now decided that he would go on alone. After the departure of his servant, Sanatan felt completely free. With torn clothing and a water pot in hand, Sanatan began to proceed towards Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. On the way, Sanatan met his rich brother-in-law, who was also in government service. He offered Sanatan an excellent blanket, which Sanatan did accept at his brother-in-law's special request. Then, Sanatan parted from his brother-in-law and went on alone to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Benares. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 2, Sanatan Goswami. Part 2, Sanatan Escapes from Jail.
recorded July 6th, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder and acharya, and Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada.